Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Knowledge before action. Allah commanded us with matters, and we must comply with what He commanded. Hence, every accountable Muslim has the obligation not to engage in anything until one knows what Allah ordained as lawful or unlawful about it. Allah made the selling, bay' lawful, and the usurious gain, riba, unlawful. Only the selling which specifies the proper integrals and conditions is lawful and not any selling per se. Hence, one must learn the aforementioned if one wants to sell or buy, or else one will consume the usurious gain, riba, whether or not one wants to do so. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "The truthful tradesperson shall be assembled on the resurrection day with the prophets, the highly ranked righteous Muslims, Siddiqs, and martyrs." This is because of what this person faces when struggling with oneself and one's desires, in subduing one's self to conduct contracts according to the Islamic law. The threat of Allah to punish those who violate His laws is known. Among the remaining contracts are renting articles and hiring people's services, ijara. Trading with another person's money for profit sharing, qirad. Putting up a collateral, rahn. Commissioning a person to act on one's behalf, wakala. Entrusting a person with property for safekeeping, wadi'a. Lending an article for use, ariya. Partnership, sharika. And tending, watering, weeding, etc., grapes or dates for a part of the crop, musaqa. One must also observe their conditions and integrals. We ask Allah to enable us to do al-halal, to help us avoid al-haram, and we ask Allah to accept our good deeds and admit us to paradise. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.